Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Beyond the Benefits, a new podcast exploring flaws in our healthcare system and the people fighting to fix them. I'm Carly, your host this season. And if you enjoy this episode, please don't forget to like and subscribe so you can come back and hang out with us later. We've got another great story to share with you today, featuring someone who has beaten cancer, but it's still navigating the hidden cost of her lifelong cancer journey and all of the things that come with that. I'm so super excited to jump into that today. But first, here with me today is Chris Reed. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Carly. Thanks for having me today. I'm really excited to join you on this podcast. You know, I've been at Quantum for 10 years. It still amazes me the profound impact some of the care coordinators can have on helping people in the hardest times of their lives, right? So excited to dig into this and learn a little bit more about the story today. When you think about cancer in itself, which is, you know, the main topic of today, you always think about physical health, right? But that's really just a part of the journey overall, right? There's the holistic piece of this. And, you know, even when you've beaten cancer, there's oftentimes significant costs involved with that journey. And so the stat today we're going to talk about is that from fightcancer.org, that half of cancer patients say they've been burdened by medical debt related to their cancer journey, which is just insane to think about. You have such a tough journey getting through cancer and everything that comes along with that mentally, socially, and to have to focus on the burden of the healthcare system and costs associated with that is just really unbelievable.
It really is. And I feel that our members are already fighting such a complex journey on their own, in terms of just their day to day. And then you add the financial impact on top of that. And then the lifelong, check-ins and making sure you're seeing your doctors and all of the things. It's certainly not just a diagnosis, a remission, and then, the rest is history, right? There really is a lot of things that go into that. So there's stress, there's, returning to a new normal, focusing on, paying those bills, certainly. And I think the good news is that think about, put yourself in the person's shoes that has that cancer diagnosis coming through and being able to identify, how incredible it is, the good news that you're in remission, you're ready to put this experience behind you. But the journey continues. Like I said, it's not over just because you are in remission. There's constant checkups and still a lot of hurdles ahead. So that's super frustrating to think about. But it's a reality, and it's exactly what happened with our guest that we're going to chat with today. So without further ado, I would love to welcome Chris Glidden and her Quantum Healthcare Coordinator, Bobby Cornwell. Hello to both of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello.
Hi.
So we're going to jump right in. And Chris, we're going to start with you. So can you take us back to the original cancer diagnosis that you had when you were diagnosed and just the impact that had on your life at the time?
Yeah, something you never forget. I was a young mom and I had two elementary school children at the time. And we were shopping at the tile store and my cell phone rang and with no warning, not are you alone? We've got some bad news. Sit down. They're like, you have breast cancer. You need to make a doctor's appointment. And my mind went blank after that. I had to go out in the stairwell and sit down for a minute.
Of course.
And I sat there and my children were with me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I made the decision that I'm going to fight this and I was going to be fine. And that's what I was going to do. And I had a girlfriend who had it before me. So she offered to, help me navigate the things she didn't like and liked and things that would help. So I went to three different hospitals, Jeff, University of Pennsylvania, and Hopkins. And after consulting with all of them, I made a really unpopular decision at the time. It's gotten to be more popular now. But at the time, I decided to get a double mastectomy with expanders because I had no time for the endless pap smears and mammograms and biopsies that they told me I would have if I didn't do that. So I found the best doctors I could and did a lot of research and began a two-year battle of needles, surgeries, MRIs, biopsies, doctor's appointments. It takes a village and 2 years of your life, I tell everybody. But the validation came at the end when they did the double mastectomy and they biopsied everything and I had more cancer in both breasts. So I never would have been able to keep up with it. So it was a good decision for me. and that I'm grateful and I'm lucky to be here because my girlfriend who helped me, she died on our daughter's senior year of high school. So she didn't make the decisions I made, but she helped me a lot. And her daughter was the maid of honor at my daughter's wedding in April. Aww. So it's a good story.
How special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so sad that the consistency we hear here at Quantum Health with members kind of being hit abruptly with that diagnosis and like feeling everything go silent. And then all of a sudden you have to make all these decisions about the different providers and go to all these different hospitals. And it goes from 0 to 100 out of nowhere, right? It's so tough. I did have a question about, you know, after your double mastectomy, it sounded like you learned that the implants had been recalled and you needed to be replaced. But at the same time, you had a plastic surgeon you'd already been working with, you built a relationship with, you trusted deeply, you want to keep using that individual, that surgeon, but then found out that they don't take the health insurance.
He got to be very popular. Well, he was my original doctor who did the mastectomy because he needed an endocrinologist and a plastic surgeon to be able to do the reconstruction. And so he did my original. And, you know, I always say cancer, it's the gift that keeps giving. After 10 or 15 years, you have to replace the implants. You can't keep them. So I replaced them, and he replaced them for me about, you know, a few years ago. And within, like, 2 years, I think I got a letter saying they'd been recalled because they caused cancer.
Oh my goodness.
So I thought, okay, well, I wasn't ready to do that just then. I need a little time to adjust, but I decided to take them out and put the right ones in. And, in the time that I had consulted with him and he said, you know, no problem, he would fix them. They stopped taking health insurance because he doesn't need to because he's a plastic surgeon. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't going to go to somebody else at this point. So, because I was already, you know, I've been with him for 20 years now. So it keeps on giving. Never ends.
I know. Well, and I feel as though, too, you know, you're in the midst of this journey. It's my understanding you also, Chris, paid a significant amount of money out of pocket. And that's when you reached out to Quantum Health. And before I introduce Bobby, our care coordinator, just for anyone who isn't aware of Quantum Health and how we work, we have over 2,000 care coordinators that are dedicated to providing personalized support and guidance for our members as they are trying to navigate the complex healthcare system that we are used to every single day. And so, Chris, can you talk to us about how what were you hoping to accomplish on those first calls to Quantum and how it felt when you first got to talk to Bobby?
Well, before I got to Bobby, I called and they said they had to look around, but they said, yeah, they think you can self-claim. I'm like, it's got to be a way. And so I guess I had a question. So I called back and then I got Bobby and she helped me. She sent me the documents and apparently there's a form and all of that. And it was really, that was fine. And I didn't expect, you know, I expected her to help me and she did, but I expected that would be the end of that. And I'd get another nameless, faceless person. Next time I called and have to recite the whole story again, every time I called, because, you know, it's not an easy thing. Bobby will tell you, it's not easy, but it's a lot of documents, mm-hmm. a lot of documents.
Bobby, maybe this is the perfect time to bring you into the conversation. What do you remember about the first time you spoke with Chris and how quickly did you jump in? Tell us a little bit about it.
When I first talked to her, immediately I realized how difficult it was going to be for her because she had to do self-submitting. And whenever I work with anybody that has to do a self-submitted claim, I kind of like stay on the journey with them. I stay with them. I stick with them because I don't want them calling back in and telling the story over and over again because it's just time consuming. So I immediately just recognized what she needed. We developed a working relationship and I just stuck with her. Like I called her back. I got the authorization created for her. I was in touch with the clinical team. So that's what I did. That was the beginning of our journey.
I was going to say that was just the beginning, right? Because obviously when you're working with someone who has gone through a very stressful experience like Chris has and being in the midst of that as she's talking with you, How do you, Bobby, find balance really helping with logistical questions while also, you know, being a human and having that empathy and emotional support for another person that you're truly trying to care for?
I am only as good as the company I work for, and I work at Quantum Health, and they're a good company. They've created this position where I can express empathy, compassion, that I can also help. So part of my mind with my experience is like making a plan in my mind of what we need to do. But I'm talking to the member, I want to hear their individual story, their unique experience, their unique needs, and then I can help them. Because even if we've all gone through the same thing, it's still a unique experience. It's unique for that person. Their needs are individual. Because of the position that I'm in at Quantum Health, I can be compassionate, I can be understanding, I can listen, I can take my time and be there with them, I can return phone calls, I can make phone calls, I can utilize our resources here at Quantum Health, which we have a lot of wonderful resources. The clinical team at Quantum Health is amazing. I just want to call them out because I have worked with them a lot and they are on top of it. I've seen them work miracles. They're amazing.
That's incredible.
It is really a blessing to work for a company that you, this position to take care of people in an effort to help an employer too, and it's kind of a win-win. It's a really special thing. I would like to get back to you, Chris. When you first talked to us and we were kind of prepping for the podcast, you shared a quote that was really meaningful. I've never had anyone on the other end of the phone be as compassionate and caring as Bobby was. Can you share a little bit with us about some of the ways she helped you and what that meant to have her on your side?
Well, I wasn't aware of what the Quantum Health, model is, but I was shocked when she called me back because I just never thought I would hear from her again. And she called me back and said, you know, you need this document and you need that document. And if you have this, that would be helpful. And as many things as you can get, do that. And so I didn't feel like I was starting over every single time I called because it is a process, and that I had an advocate and who kind of knew how to maneuver the healthcare system, because you always feel like their job is to not pay you. And I knew it was going to be hard, even to get approved before the surgery. Like I, even though I had a letter from the company that recalled the implants, it wasn't enough. Like no documentation's enough. Like they can't seem to have enough documentation. So she would call me like, and I even know her hours, 1 to 10. I know when she's on vacation, like we've gotten to know each other. I'll let her tell you the funny story of the many documents I had to send. But yeah, we've bonded a little over this shared experience, and we're still ongoing. We still keep in touch.
Yep.
We're still checking in with each other to see how it goes.
And it is incredible really to know. You hit the nail on the head when you said you were surprised to get a call back, because we hear that all the time, which also breaks my heart at the same time. But we hear that from our members a lot. You know, Bobby said she was going to do something and she did it. And that is all we can ask for. And I love that that was, you know, the start of a friendship, if you will. And Bobby, you kind of briefly touched on this, but one of the most important things I would say that we do here at Quantum Health that no other navigation company does is we work hand in hand directly with providers and doctor's offices. So we're able to, you know, create that foundational relationship with them in support of our member. So can you tell us about some of the specific actions you took? It might have been with all of the documents that you received in interacting with Chris's providers to really help get her answers that she was looking for.
Well, that was the situation. And the situation is we didn't have a provider that I could call. Normally, I would call the provider and I would take care of everything behind the scenes and then call the member and say, oh, it's all finished. Well, in this situation, we had an out-of-network provider and they absolutely would not work with insurance, which created a huge challenge for Chris, because now the burden fell on her that she had to get the medical records and everything. So I was going to do everything I could to help with that burden. That's why I called her. I let her know. I reached out to the clinical team like on a timely basis. I didn't want her to wait because we had a deadline because of that data service was coming up. So I would email the clinical team and say, are these enough records? Do we need anything else? And then I would call her back. And then I guess I could tell you the funny story here.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So poor Chris, I called her and told her I needed these medical records, right? And so she goes, okay. So she went and got them. But then we made a plan of how to get it to Quantum Health, and she decided we were going to fax them. So she had to go to a public place, and she was telling me about this, a public place that had been faxed. So she called me, and she was telling me that she was beyond mortified that her private information was being faxed with this, you know, through this public place. And then she told me that the guy's like, do you want me to look at him and check him? And she's like, no. And she's such an amazing person that we ended up laughing about it. And it's just good to know that you can go through this horrific experience and have a positive attitude and actually find humor in the situations you go through. I think that is the one moment that I will always remember and I will always bond with her over.
What an interesting highlight of an archaic process, too, right? The fact that we're still using fax.
Well, and it's like you said, be going into a public place, you know, walking into a location with a, you know, envelope full of documents and hoping that no one actually does look at them. I have to hopefully give them, just please fax these, give them back to me. It's a whole process. So I'm glad that you all got to find humor in that, because anytime we can find an opportunity to laugh through a hard time, it's always the best way to get through it. And Chris, I know that your journey is still ongoing, obviously. You mentioned that earlier. What do the next steps look like for you? And what type of support will you be leaning on Bobby for as you continue down that path?
Well, Bobby and I already been talking the other day where I'm at the wait and see part. I finally got the hospital, which I had to pay for in advance, and the anesthesiologist had to pay for in advance, all this had to pay for in advance to bill the insurance company. So that's a big step. If the girl that I spoke to is in fact going to do that. She has heard of this situation before, but apparently it's rather rare. And so they're going to bill that. And then I'll see if I get my check back. Anesthesiology, I did the self claim, and I did it for the doctor bill too. And with the, you know, the checks that I sent, but Bobby said that it takes a while till you hear back from them when you self claim and you're not an insurance company. So if that doesn't work, then we might have to have them bill. My surgeon's not going to do it, but the anesthesiologist might. So it's ongoing. It's not a quick fix. No, it's not a quick fix. I think they hope people give up, but we're not giving up.
Yeah, that's awful. No. I was going to say, Bobby's not going to give up on you. Mm-hmm. She will be here every step of the way. I have no doubt. No doubt at all.
She's been one. That's why I had to write a letter about her, because she's so good. I think she deserves a car or something. Promotion. Her own company. I don't know.
We'll see what we can do.
I mean, you think about the impact that you're still having, the impact that you've had on this journey alone, but you're taking multiple calls every day, helping multiple people on a regular basis, just kind of taking a step back, being in this job and knowing that you deal with so many people. How do you approach the role and try to provide that compassionate support and guidance on every phone call?
Well, my personality is I live in the moment, like I just really focus in the moment. So that one phone call that I'm taking in the moment is the most important phone call. That person is the most important person. Their needs at that moment is the only thing that I'm concerned about. They're number one, they're priority to me in that moment, and then I take care of their needs, which allows me to be understanding, empathetic, to listen to what they're saying and to listen to what they're not saying, and then help them on their journey, whatever their needs are. And Quantum Health, this position that I have at Quantum Health allows me to do that. They want me to do that. So therefore, I can do that.
Clearly that approach is working, Bobby. Kudos to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Really awesome.
Bobby and I actually used to be on the same team in the same group. So I can vouch that this is how she always has been, and she's an incredible, incredible care coordinator. So, Chris, I'm glad you reached her when you did. And we're going to come back to you, Chris, for our last question. We'd just love to have you close this out by asking you a similar question. If you could take a step back and really think big picture about what, you know, navigating this healthcare system has looked like for you and how it was before Bobby and now how it is after Bobby. How important do you think it is for everyone to really have access to someone like her?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I mean, usually you're alone and usually you have to repeat the story over and over again to another nameless, faceless person just to get maybe someone who might know what they're talking about or pass on to the next person. And then you get hung up on at least a couple of times and you keep on going with the automated system. So Bobby's hope, to me, she represents hope. She's someone who knew my situation. I didn't have to keep telling it over and over again. She knows, you know, she knows my voice. I know her working hours. I know a lot more about her now. And it's nice to have like a person advocate for you that you know will help you. You know, so whatever happens, I think we'll be okay. You know, I know she's gonna be there to help me, and that's really what a positive thing this is. I mean, I had no idea that's what you did, and I think it's wonderful.
I'm so happy to hear that. That means a lot, and truly, it is what we're here to do. We're here to be your friend and to, you know, care for you. I often say like you're our own family, because really, if we were putting ourselves in your shoes, we would want someone to do the same for us. Mm-hmm. So. Just thank you so much for sharing, and thank you both so much for being here. Your story touched my heart, and Bobby, high five to you for being an incredible care coordinator. And Chris, you are a fighter. I heard someone actually say, before, a cancer survivor, it's a cancer thriver. So you're just keep thriving and doing what you can to get through everything, and know that Bobby's going to be here for you every step of the way. So just thank you both so, so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Reed, what do you think about that reaction?
You know what I think is so so awesome about this story is, whether it's cancer, any kind of complex diagnosis, we always go to the clinical, to the physical, like we talked about before. But as the members focusing on getting better, their new norms, seeing their physicians, all of that, there's all these other stuff happening behind the scenes that needs taken care of. And the more that they can have the support to take that off of their plate so they can focus on getting better. I mean, you heard like the distrust in the system, the fragmentation. It's so much to handle and such a burden for one person to take on by themselves. It's wild.
It is. And I've said this before too. I've had members that I've worked very closely with and had them, you know, their employer leave Quantum, and just the heartbreak that I feel for them knowing, you know, they're stepping into that unknown alone again, and just being able to offer just the friendship that we offer to our members is just something I love, and so grateful to be a part of this family, because that is how we operate. We want the person to be okay first, and then we'll deal with everything else. We'll fight the fight, you know, on the other side for them.
Amen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Bobby, such an impressive care. I mean, what an awesome story. Stick with someone through the entirety of their journey. I mean, that in itself, as Chris said, like, normal system, you're getting a new person every time you call in. You know, Bobby made it a point. I'm going to be there every time. I'm going to pick up from where we left off. I'm going to follow up. Such a difference maker. So what a touching story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Chris, we end every episode with a big idea. And I think that you have a big idea for us today.
Yeah, we talked to Mindy Vinsel. She's the director of clinical oncology programs here at Quantum Health. She said that cancer may be treated, but its impact never truly ends. People living with and beyond cancer need more than care. They need unwavering support, empathy, and a guide who refuses to let them face it alone. Sums up today perfectly.
Sums it up perfectly. And as a daughter of a cancer survivor myself, you know, I know, thankfully, my dad's in remission, but then I know every year he has to go get a scan, and it's a 50-50 chance that the cancer could return. So when you think about that journey, it's never really over. I mean, anyone who's had a cancer diagnosis, you're checking on that for the rest of your life, essentially. So knowing that, you know, individuals have someone like Bobby, you know, our members, they can call in and get someone like her so that they're not alone. We don't want anyone to face, you know, the crazy journey that is our healthcare system alone. So thank you for sharing that. That was a wonderful quote. And we are going to say goodbye for now. We will be back with you in a couple of weeks to share another emotional story. And please don't forget, if you like what you've heard today, make sure you like and subscribe. Give us a 5-star review, you know, virtual high fives, whatever you would like. But thank you so much for listening, for tuning in today. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.